Editor's note. In tribute to Her Majesty, here is our August 18, 1994 front page story and photos from when Queen Elizabeth II visited Prince George to officially open UNBC. A Day of Sun, Satisfaction by Marilyn Story. More than 3,000 people at the Prince George campus of the University of Northern BC on Wednesday greeted the advent of what Northerners are convinced will supply a rosy chapter in the history of the province. With a hot sun beating on the spanking new campus during its official opening ceremony, programs came in handy for more than scheduling information, with many guests fanning an accompaniment to the speeches and entertainment. I was told that I was to see a spectacular campus here at the University of Northern British Columbia, Queen Elizabeth II told the crowd in her first public speech to BC residents during her August 15 to 20 Canadian tour. I have indeed, and you are fortunate to learn and teach in such a matchless setting. The Lake Babine Elder Dancers spun and dipped through three dances for the Queen's entertainment, including the intriguing feather dance performed to chanting and drumming. It has been a heady year for the BC dancers, most of whom had never left the North before this spring. On July 23, they performed at the opening ceremony for the 1994 Goodwill Games in St., Petersburg, Russia. The youthful voices of the Kermode chorus from Terrace were also heard by the Queen and, being a cappella, filled in some awkward minutes during the entertainment after the Queen's departure when temporary trouble was experienced with the sound system. Addresses came from UNBC Chancellor Iona Campagnolo and BC Premier Mike Harcourt before the Queen was invited to unveil a plaque commemorating the official opening of the main UNBC campus. Campagnolo offered a piquant quote from Frodo, the fictional character from Lord of the Rings, "Now is the time of the northern people to rise up." She said the university is designed to serve the residents of 204 communities. Students attend in this fall are aged 18 to 74. It is estimated that the student population will always contain a proportion of mature students. "On budget and on time," pronounced Harcourt to a roar of approval. "Things will never be the same again in this city and elsewhere in the North. UNBC is providing permanent employment for 125 faculty and 160 support staff. MLA Lois Boone, Prince George Mount Robson, responsible for coordinating the Queen's visit to Prince George, said UNBC provided 640 jobs during construction and will create tremendous economic benefits in the future. The Queen toured the campus, stopping to meet with faculty, architects, students and First Nations elders. During her public tour and a private tea party with students, original music was supplied by Group Du Jour and some toe-tapping fiddling by Dan Lapp, who grew up in Prince George, but now lives in Whitehorse. Applauding members of the Prince George Symphony who performed some appropriately regal works before the Queen's arrival, were doubly impressed by Lapp's own musicianship. The Queen left the campus at 4:35 p.m. and many rushed to catch a parting glimpse of rarely seen British royalty. Shortly after her departure, the Babine dancers did an eloquent fade-out, beating drums, chanting and dancing their way off the campus and onto a bus. The bookstore opened for the day in honor of the ceremonies. It did a brisk business in UNBC t-shirts, sweatshirts, rugby shirts, commemorative mugs and one offbeat but essential student item, laundry bags with a UNBC logo. The front page of the August 18, 1994 edition of The Citizen, when Queen Elizabeth II visited Prince George to officially open UNBC.